Crows play the West Coast Eagles this Sunday at Unley Oval. They've picked a squad of 29 players. We are going to be there. 5AA will be there calling action, as will be our next guest, Richard Douglas. Just reinstated into the leadership group. He joins us now. Dougie, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're very well. Are you excited about running out and having a kick?
Absolutely, yeah. Can't wait. It's been it's a long summer, and tenders go pretty quick up until Christmas and then drags after, you know, the Christmas break. You want to get out there and then get a kick and feel the body and test yourself against some opposition. So it's going to be exciting.
Just as we mentioned in the introduction, reinstated in the leadership group after a year off. That's something that, being dropped out of that group, were you really keen to get back in?
I guess it wasn't high on my priority, but I've worked pretty hard on, you know, working with the young guys and trying to develop a bit of leadership there. And I guess now that I'm back in, it's a nice acknowledgement from the group and just looking to, I guess, take some pressure off the guys that are already in there. So along with me and Source, that's what we'll look to do. And hopefully be able to, you know, add a bit to what they've done already this year and hopefully be in for a good year.
Congratulations on that, Dougie. I know you've been back in there before, but I'll just take you up on that. It wasn't high on your priority, so it must be a bit of a burden, the amount of extra meetings and all of that, and then you now saying, I hope to take a bit of the load off the other guys. It's not a burden, is it?
No, not a burden at all. It's just, you know, I was enjoying, I guess, I was in a sort of a leadership role, you know, sort of below that senior leadership group with a few of the guys, and we're working closely with a few of our young guys and just trying to bring them on a bit. So I was enjoying that role, but I'm more than happy to take the next step and, you know, I guess get a title. But for me, nothing really changed. You know, I'll still, you know, keep doing what I've been doing. But as I said, look to take a bit of the load officially off the guys that are already in there.
Yeah, so who are those ones pushing up? Dougie, you mentioned a couple. Who are they?
Yeah, we've got blokes like, you know, Tommy Lynch, Josh Jenkins, you know, Andy Ott's one of our best leaders, but unfortunately hasn't been able to get out, you know, on the park. You know, we've got new guys that have come in, Paul Seedsman, Brad Crouch has got a lot of leadership qualities. But blokes of this sort of build, you know, in the next few years, when us older guys move on, we're trying to get these guys ready to go.
Now, Dougie, often there's some outside consultants that are used to run the leadership group. Often, as was the case last year, the senior coach likes to do it. Who's going to run or help run the leadership group for you this year?
I think it's just pretty much, you know, Pikey and, you know, Campo, the senior assistant. So they're pretty much the two, along with obviously the leaders themselves, who drive most of the things around the club. So I think Pikey's got a good handle on that and he's got some really fresh ideas, which the guys have enjoyed already. And I'm looking to, you know, just excited to get in there and see what they're doing and, you know, add to it.
Let's go through the six new faces. At this stage, it's a squad of 29. We'll start with Wayne Miller. They're calling him the new Bungie, please. That's pressure, young lad, doesn't it mean?
Yeah, that's a bit of pressure there. No, he's an exciting talent. You know, he obviously hasn't played a game yet, but he's, you know, showed some real ability and some excitement at training. So we don't want to put pressure on him, but I think he's definitely one that the fans will get excited about.
Another one that a lot of people are excited about in terms of X factor is Troy Menzel. How's he looking? There's a couple of rumours floating around that he wasn't in the best physical conditions. Are you happy how he's presented?
Yeah, Menz has been fantastic. He's really enjoying himself at the club. He had an operation over the off season and probably hasn't had a full pre-season at Carlton. So we identified as his fitness was one area that he did need to work on. He's really taken that challenge up well, and he's getting the benefits of it now. So hopefully he can chase some good NAB Cup form and get his opportunity around one, because we've seen what he can do a bit at Carlton, and he's an exciting talent.
I'm looking forward to Mitchie McGovern and Harry Deer, handpicked by Walshy last year. So they're a couple of blokes. Talk to us about those two boys.
Yeah, Mitch McGovern, he's an exciting talent. He's got a bit of X factor about him. He's you know, not too dissimilar to his brother, but he plays a bit more forward and up around the ball as well. So he can do some freakish things. And he's just that nice size, 193, and got a good engine. So he's a good talent. And Harry Deer, you know, he's really come on this year over pre-season. He's got a real physical presence. He's probably 6'4" and 100 kilos. So He'll probably look to help out Source, JJ in the ruck and play forward. So it's a really exciting young forward for us.
And Dougie, often different coaches have different philosophies when it comes to the NAB Cup, or NAB Challenge, I should say, and it looks like you picked a reasonably strong side. How would you read the enthusiasm and the importance that Dom Pike's putting on it?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's always it's a fine line between, you know, developing some youth and trying to create that winning culture, I guess. But for us, we've gone, you know, our experienced guys are playing and we're still trying to add a little bit of youth too. So once we cross that line, obviously the guys are going to be doing their best to win, but at the same time, we'll take a bit of a conservative approach with corkies and that sort of thing and try and blood some youth. So it's going to be exciting. Have to get a good crowd out there, and you know the boys are itching to go.
5AA will be there. There'll be a crowd of 10,000. Will we see the new total team defence for four quarters? And how long do you think that's going to take time to embed for all of you just to live it and breathe it, not even think about it? It happens as an action.
Yeah, I think it does take time. We've definitely improved over the summer in that area. It's just a test now against some opposition. You know, you can do as much practice against yourselves as you want. It makes a bit hard when you know what each other team's doing, but now we've got a chance to play against some genuine opposition. It's a great challenge for us. So that's one area that we've identified over the season we want to improve. And you know, if we feel if we can do that at an elite level, it can take us to where we want to get to.
Are you up to speed with some of the new rules that they're going to trial during the NAB Challenge?
To be honest, not really.
Come on, mate.
It's a little bit confusing from time to time, but we've had a few umpires out and they've officiated our internal trial, so we're just trying to still get a handle on it, but I'm sure the boys will adapt pretty quick.
And the heat, is that going to worry you, 37 degrees?
No, it shouldn't. No, we've trained all summer in the heat, so I think the boys would be used to it. I think you'd only, you know, you get a hot day throughout the, you know, season, or you know, it comes September, but you tend to struggle a bit more. But in February, we should be fine.
There's three NAB Challenge games. The next two are away. The next one is in Perth. Do you think the management will come in? I mean, we don't want to look too much further than this week, but for your older fellas, maybe not travelling to Perth the week after.
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, it's an interesting one. I think it's Mount Barker. I think it is. So it's a fair track to get there, so we'll just see how it plays out this weekend and how guys pull up, and I guess we can't really assess till then, but we may look to rest a few guys.
Yeah. As a workload, you've been around, I don't know how many years you're up to now, maybe 11 or 12. Do you want to play all three? Do you want your time managed? You know, once you get into playing, it's probably better that you do play, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I guess if you don't play, you got to train, so I'd much rather play. For me, I missed a few games last year, so I know when I'm playing my best footy, I've got that continuity going. So I'm keen to play every game, whether it be two or three quarters. I'm not sure, but I think, you know, if you're playing well, good form, that knowledge is best set for round one.
I think all we ever worry about with these games is not getting injured. Are you still wearing that nut guard, Dougsy?
Mate, I'll put that to rest, put that in the pool room, so giving that a rest, mate.
I reckon we get some money for that for a charity. Well, get the old nut guard out there.
No, I wouldn't
Dougsy's
have thought
nut
so.
Guard.
Hey, in terms of the what you're trying to achieve, and you're an experienced player now, how do you go about the preparation? Because clearly you're not going to whip yourself into a frenzy like you would before, say, round one. Is it a bit of a balancing act, getting yourself up enough to play but not getting too over the top because it's the first week of NAB Challenge?
Yeah, I think for me personally it probably is. You know, you still do get excited about playing. There's not much reward on the end of it, but you want to try and get yourself in good condition, feeling confident, getting a few kicks and, you know, make sure you're locking away a spot for round one. Mm. So I guess individually everyone's got different intentions and, you know, it's something different on the line from throughout the NAB. So that's the exciting part of it.
And just one final one, mate. In terms of the new rotation policy, it's going to be 90, so that comes back a bit. Does that excite you, the fact that you'll probably spend more time on the ground?
Yeah, absolutely. It's good thing. You know, you want your best players out and rotating forward or back or wherever it may be. So I'm excited to see how it plays out, and hopefully I can drift forward maybe a bit more and try and snag a few goals. It'd be nice.
Well, yeah, I think that's where you will go. Tomo will probably drift forward as well. Versatility is one of the great things. We just had a quick text, 1-999-1395. Brad Crouch, general soreness. Will he play next week? And then they've got, how well did he play in the internal trial?
No, he was good. He was super crouchy. He had almost 40 touches. So, no, he had his genuinely just general soreness. So, obviously, he's an important player for us, and he's had a lot of issues. So, we want to be conservative, but he should be fine for next week. So, we're excited to get him back.
40 touches. No wonder he's not playing. He's probably got leather poisoning, has he?
Well, yeah, it was only about 50 minutes of match play, too. So, he brought his own footy.
A ball a minute. Hey, Dougie, can you feel it, mate? It's back, footy.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, I think footy's on tonight, isn't it? So I'll definitely sit on the couch and have a look at that. It'll be great to see.
Good on you, Dougie. Have a great year. We'll keep in touch. Good man.
Good on you, boys.
There you go. Richard Douglas there.
He's a star.
He's great inclusion into the leadership group, but really highly respected player, not just in the AFL or not just at Adelaide, but throughout the AFL. Runs hard both ways. His work rate is phenomenal. So he's excited about starting footy this weekend, and I'm pretty excited too. 5-8-8 going to be there. We'll call all the action. Unley Oval. Absolutely can't wait.